Welcome to the Scout Sunday Podcast, your weekly source for scouting news, viewpoints, training ideas, and a variety of other topics. I'll be your host, Kyle Peters. I'm an Eagle Scout, Scoutmaster, Council Chaplain, and generally enthusiastic scouter. Join me and some of my friends occasionally in conversations that lead us down the trail to Eagle and beyond. Greetings and welcome back to another Scout Sunday podcast. This time I'm on my own, and I still want to talk about wood badge with you. After our last episode, after our inaugural episode, I realized that we were missing some things. And in talking with some friends and with Jared, who was my guest on that episode, and some folks not just involved in wood badge, but people not involved in it, and some not even involved in scouting, we realized some things were missing. And so I want to approach those things now. And the biggest is, I want to give you a somewhat quick walkthrough of the course so that you know what's to be expected. And then from there, I want to go into a little bit more depth on who it's for, who it's right for, that sort of thing. Because I got a lot of questions about that too. So let's do a quick run through of course. Now the course, when you take wood badge, you sign up. When you sign up, I would suggest you check with your local council, see if they have a scholarship program. Some do, some don't, but you may be able to get up to 50% reduction in your fee through the scholarship program. And it's not just that, but your unit, your troop, your ship, your pack, your crew, etc., may also provide some partial funding. Sometimes they too will then offer a 50% discount on what you have to pay. And so let's say your course costs $300, and some are more, some are less. It depends on where they're at and where we're at in the inflation cycle as well. We won't get into that anymore, though. But let's say it's $300. In fact, let's go to $400 just to make it a nice round number that, an even number that we can divide. So if the council will cover half of that for you, you're down to $200 now. And if your unit will cover half of that, now your out-of-pocket cost is $100. And I want you to remember that that not only covers your time on course and your, you get a patch when you complete your ticket, because you will be completing your ticket, right? When you complete your ticket, you will get beads and a neckerchief and a woggle. When you show up, you will get a new neckerchief that you'll be wearing until you finish your ticket. And so you get stuff. You get a patch. You often get a shirt, maybe a hat. Just depends on the course. But you get stuff, and you get fed. Now, typically, my experience has been that this is all adults. Okay, this isn't kids. So it's not just hot dogs and canned corn for every meal. Hopefully, here in Colorado, you come to one of the Greater Colorado Council courses, we typically have some amazing staff who are like some of the greatest cooks you'll ever see in a scout camp. And so you're going to eat well, and that's good. You need to, because it's going to be busy. So anyway, you've signed up, you've paid, maybe you've taken advantage of a scholarship program if that's available to you, and you're going to start getting some correspondence, some emails and whatnot. And if you have questions ahead of time, ask. do not be afraid to ask. And then there's probably going to be participant orientation meeting. There's usually a couple, and this gives options for when you're available to show up. So you show up to an orientation, and roughly half, two-thirds maybe, of the people who will be in your course will be at your orientation. And at that point, you start learning things. You start seeing who's who. You start seeing some faces. A lot of people you don't know, probably. Take the time to figure out who they are as best you can. When somebody introduces themselves as the senior patrol leader, know that that is a youth-represented job. That in a normal troop, in your home troop, the senior patrol leader would be a youth, someone under the age of 18 typically. And you'll meet your troop guides. One of those troop guides is going to be your troop guide for your patrol when you get on course. And you won't know who that is, most likely, until you're on course. So just kind of take stock of them and see what, kind of get an idea for who's where, who's the scoutmaster, who are the assistant scoutmasters. Those are both adult roles. And then who's support staff if they're there? The tech, the person running all the AV stuff, the food quartermaster. Food quartermaster, make friends with them, talk with them, because they're going to be responsible for all your food. And medic, those kinds of people. All right, so you've kind of done a little Q&A, you've heard some other people, you've gotten to know some of your other participants, and now you show up on course, and it's going to be probably a Friday, and it's probably going to be early, like 7 in the morning, you got to get up, you got to make sure all your gear is packed the night before, drive down to camp, and be there at 7 a.m., and they're just going to take you as you arrive. And as you arrive, they're going to say, okay, the first 5 people, great, go. 5 or 6 folks, go, have fun. And you're going to be with a troop guide who's going to be acting as a den chief. If you don't know, a den chief is a youth job within a troop. And their job is to actually go out to a Cub Scout pack and kind of act as a mentor and sort of an assistant den leader, sort of, remembering that they're youth, so they don't have the responsibility, they can't run a den by themselves, but they assist the den leader. So that's a den chief, that's a scout, and the idea is that they kind of encourage the Cub Scouts, and they give them somebody to look up to, like, wow, I want to be like that scouter or that scout when I grow up. So they'll be acting in that role, and then they'll take you around and just do games. And what we're doing in that time frame is, in part, we're killing time, and also in part is we're getting people to know each other. And then another part of it is that we're setting up an expectation that Wood Badge is training for adult leaders on how to run a scout program from soup to nuts. And that in scouting, we have games. We have fun. But our games have a purpose. And if you look at the games, and these are right out of the Wood Badge syllabus, your course shouldn't be just making these up as they go. There's games out of the syllabus, and they have a purpose to them. So try to find the purpose. And if you have time, sometimes we get rushed in these things, but if you have time, hopefully your den chief is describing the game to you and then asking you questions afterwards. Like, hey, what'd you think of that? What'd you learn? How could we have done it better? Those sorts of things. So you have the gathering games, and then once everybody's there, 8 o'clock rolls around, let's say, then everybody's there, everybody's checked in. Now you're going to actually form up in your dens. and maybe you're in Den 1. I don't know. We'll just say Den 1. That's typically going to be your patrol. Like, that's your group of people. And so, start getting to know these folks. And you're going to have a den chief for Den 1. That's going to be your troop guide. Get to know them. Start building those relationships from day one, right? From the first moment that you can. These are your friends. These are the people you're going to lean on. Then you're going to be working with for the next 2 weekends. But also you're going to be working with them through the next year and a half to some degree. And hopefully you're working with them and knowing them and enjoying their friendship for the rest of your lives. I say that and it sounds corny, but it is true. At least it can be true. And I have found that the more you start with that in mind, the more likely you are to end up with that. So you're formed up in a den. I keep wanting to say patrol, but you're a den for now. So you're Cub Scouts. Now, we're not going to treat you like Cub Scouts because you're adults. The staff is not going to do that. But we're putting you sort of in that role. And we're also, at this point, going to start turning on the fire hose. Because you're going to get fed information. You're going to be learning. And it's a little intense for some people. And I won't deny that. But it's also very doable. And so I want you to be prepared for that, that you're going to have lectures and activities. There's usually a rocket launch at some point. And there's skits, and there's songs, and there's fun things, there's crafts. Because these are all things that are going to happen in the program that you're going to go home and deliver back to your scouts. So we're showing you the ideal way to run a troop or a Cub Scout pack, etc. It doesn't really matter. So if you're a Cub Scout leader, first of all, thank you. Thank you for being a Cub Scout leader, and thank you for showing up, because I believe that Wood Badge training is the ideal training for Cub Scout leaders, and Cub Scouts, being a Cub Scout leader, is the ideal time to take Wood Badge training so that you are set up to be a successful leader and to be the leader that your scouts need for the next, 8 to 10 or more years. So I just talked to one of my participants from when I was a troop guide, and he said, I wish I'd taken it sooner, because he didn't take it until his youngest child was like a senior in high school. So he's getting ready to age out of the program and become an adult leader himself. So the earlier you can take it in that journey, the better. And so we're going to put you in this scenario, though. Let me come back out of my rabbit hole for a moment here. And you're going to be going to classes, lectures, activities that you're involved in. And by the end of day one, we're going to have simulated, to some degree, moving through the Cub Scout program. And you're going to bridge over from Cub Scouts to Scouts that evening. And we're going to hold a we're going to hold a bridging over ceremony. And this looks different for everybody. I've seen just like some folks standing around chitty-chatting about things and trying to put on like a four winds kind of thing. I've seen full Native American regalia with a staffer who was Native American. And there was sage smoke and candles and all kinds of, it was awesome. It was awesome. And the sun setting behind the mountains and whatnot behind us as we were doing this. It was beautiful. It was amazing. So it can be anything. So you're going to bridge over, and that's when you're going to join scouting. you're going to join Troop 1, which Troop 1 is traditional of, for Wood Badge, that's what we're recognizing, that every course is Troop 1. Now, it just so happens that my home troop is Troop 1, but I say it just happens. It was available and I took it. So I did that purposefully. But, you know, when you're in Wood Badge, you'll be in Troop 1. And so you bridge over from Pack 1 to Troop 1. And now that you're in the troop, now you're also, your den mates are now your patrol mates. And now you're in a patrol together. And this is where you get assigned a critter. Now, how that happens is individual to the course, but that's where you'll get your critter. And you say, well, what's a critter? Well, it's kind of a silly thing, to be honest, but it's a tool. So we just have a stock list of animals that are used to give you a patrol name. So you'll be either a beaver or an eagle or an owl or a bear or a bobwhite, a fox. Who am I missing? Bear, antelope, and buffalo. Those are the eight that we utilize in the United States these days. Now, it is different in other countries because they use native animals. But I'm predominantly speaking to a U.S.-based audience. So we'll go with that. So don't put too much stock in the critters, in the animals. It's just a name. Put stock in the value of the people in your patrol that are with you. Those are your friends. And you might say, well, this guy over here, I've spent all day with him and I don't really like him all that much. And that's life, right? And so we got to make the best of it while we can. But typically what I've seen is it's usually a good group of folks. And that patrol is as cohesive as the people who step up as leaders. And if your patrol's not being super cohesive, then maybe you need to step up as a leader in that patrol to some degree. Don't be a jerk, obviously, but help drive the positive influence in that. You're listening, you obviously are stepping up already because you're doing work ahead of time and you're trying to understand what's going on and go in more prepared. You're already going to be the leader or a leader in this group. It's fine if everybody, all 5, 6, 7, 8 of you are leaders. That's awesome. That's fantastic. So anyway, you bridge over, you're a scout now, you're in a patrol, and away you go. It's off to the races. So there's usually a campfire that night that is put on by the staff. And you should enjoy this. I hope you enjoy it. And you should also take a few notes because they're showing you how to perform an ideal campfire. Now, I say ideal. It may or may not actually be ideal. It may be typical. They may mess things up. And that's okay because what's going to happen? Our scouts are going to mess things up. And that is ideal. Because they're trying and they're having fun. And so they make a mistake. So they stumble. We made a special point when I was a troop guide to stand up in front of the group and have scripts. You know, it's okay to have a piece of paper that we pass back and forth on occasion so that we can read our lines. That's fine. It's scouts. You know, this isn't Broadway. And so we do that, and we have a cracker barrel afterwards, some snacks and whatnot. And so you're just going through a campout. You wake up the next day, and it's flags. It's flags from every morning at whatever time. And there's usually some cool stuff that happens, and then you get to learn the Wood Badge song. So you go through your day. Again, a lot of lectures, a lot of activities. You get time to work as patrols and talk and plan. And you get time to do flags. It's never enough time. All right. Just understand this. You're going to get started making your patrol flag because hopefully your troop guides, who are a patrol of scouts in Wood Badge, they're setting the tone. So they're experienced scouts. They've been around a while, so they already have a troop name that they know. And it'll be something different. And it's different on every course. We did a Star Trek theme when I was a troop guide. I've seen a Little Bo Peep kind of theme. I've seen the Teenage Mutant Ninja troop guides. So you can be as goofy as you want. I like to stick a little more traditional personally, but that's just me. I'm boring, I guess. They're going to show off their flag at morning flags, their patrol flag. They're going to show off their patrol yell or their patrol song or whatever they've got because they're showing you what you need to do. So take notes. You're already doing it because you're listening to this. But be ready. You know, like, oh, hey, the troop guides did this. We should be doing that too. The troop guides aren't sitting around on their cell phones. We shouldn't be sitting around on our cell phones either. The troop guides are working together as a group. They clearly have something going on leadership-wise, but maybe you don't even know who the patrol leader is, but they have a patrol leader. And they're doing, because they just work cohesively, and so nobody needs to stand out and say, hey, guys, you know, nobody needs to be the heavy there. And that's what you aspire to as well. So you go through your day, and there's all kinds of stuff. There's meal times. Take your meal times to talk, to make connections, to get to know people. Hopefully you've been doing this through some of the activities anyway, because there are activities where you sit down and you interview one other person from your patrol and they interview you, and then you come back and you put a presentation on to your other patrol members so that everybody gets to know everybody a little bit. But take that time, take those meal times to get to know each other. Something you will notice is that there's a lot of activities that the patrols are involved in as a patrol. And so the bears will be doing one thing, and the Bob Whites will be doing it as well, but they're doing it on their own over at another table maybe. So there's a lot of patrol activities, and this is great because it allows the patrols to really gel and start working together. This is going to carry on for a while, and then it's going to get switched up on you. Usually after dinner, you're going to go and have what we call game show night or Know the Territory. Now, I'm not going to tell you how to win at Know the Territory and the secrets to success, as it were, but I will tell you that it is designed to allow you to turn up the heat a little bit. And you're saying, what the heck does that mean? Well, you know, it can be stressful. It shouldn't be so stressful that you're ready to leave. So don't let that happen to yourself, please. But it's designed to turn up the heat a little bit. And I will go so far right now as to tell you this one secret. Maybe two. Maybe it's two secrets. Read the directions. The directions should be posted up somewhere. They shouldn't just be said. Maybe they are, but it depends on the circumstances of the facilities and whatnot. Hopefully, though, they're also posted up on the wall or on a screen or something. Read the directions. Read them precisely and literally, and don't guess on anything. Don't infer anything. Read the directions and have fun. Have fun. This is an opportunity for your patrol to really show off how you have gelled together in the last 2 days. And it's also an opportunity to start reaching out to the troop as a whole. So have fun with game show night. If you're getting in fights, that's wrong. That's not scouting. Scout spirit predominates. So always, always, always scout spirit. If you're getting upset, something's not right. If you're upset because you lost the game, you didn't get as many points as you thought you were supposed to or something, who cares? But this is a great time for your patrol to gel and for you to start working with other patrols. You'll notice, I mean, you'll just notice that, right? Because they'll play, one of the games we play is tic-tac-toe. And they will pair up two patrols. And so you'll play against somebody from another patrol. Or let me rephrase that. You'll play the game with someone from another patrol. And it's up to you to figure out the best way to get things accomplished. But this is a real turning point. This is an opportunity that I would hate for you to miss out on or misread. So this is a great opportunity, is know the territory, and you will love it. If you follow what I just said, read the directions and have fun. All right, so now day three starts, flags, lectures, ticket time. We're working on our ticket. And you say, what's the ticket? You haven't mentioned this. Well, I haven't, but you will have already heard about it many, many times by now, by day three. And your ticket, one ticket, five goals. All right, you'll hear some people say they're working their tickets. No, you're working your ticket. Your ticket is a collection of five goals. And I'm not going to get into the history of it, but it's a list of five goals for you, and that you write yourself, that you set for yourself to accomplish in the next 18 months. I'm not, and I don't want to get into all the advice that typically happens on this, but this again is another opportunity for you to take what you've learned in Wood Badge and apply it over the next 18 months. And it's not just that. It's also an exercise in learning how to set goals, because when you go back to your troop or your ship or your pack, you should be setting goals. And when you set those goals, they should work out in the same manner as what you do for your ticket. They're SMART goals. And so we're trying to teach you how to set goals for your unit and for yourself as well. But we're putting it in the context of being a scout to some degree here, And setting good goals for the next 18 months. And then at the end of the day, we pack up and we go home. Here in Colorado, what we typically do is you stay in cabins that first weekend, those first 3 days, so that you don't have the stress and strain of anything, of camping in a tent, if it rains, something like that. It's off the table. It's just not a concern. All right, so you go home, maybe refine your ticket over the 1 or 2 weeks in between. You work on scout spirit stuff. My dad was a beaver, and I remember that we went to Canada in between his weekends of Wood Badge, and they have lots of beaver stuff in Canada. So he was like stopping at a bank and grabbing a roll of nickels that all have a beaver on them, and he'd like leave them around. And he got loops to go on the epaulettes on the uniforms that had a beaver embroidered on them, and they used those for napkin rings in their campsite, eating meals that second weekend, and just all kinds of goofy stuff. And they had a great time with it. And maybe you write up some songs. And, because those beavers, well, they're nuts. They're just crazy people, and we love them for that. And so they had na 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 na, hey hey hey, build dam, Left a good damn in the city, working on my ticket every night and day. So they had a blast with stuff. And so this is a great time to put these things together and come back that second weekend refreshed, rested up, and inspired and ready to go again. And we keep going again, except now you're camped out. Now you're in a campsite with the rest of your patrol, and you're cooking your meals. So I will give you this warning. Keep it simple. Saturday night, you can do dinner, all right? Saturday night dinner, you can go a little nutty on, but for day four. But keep it simple the rest of the time. And because you're going to want to spend your time on other things. Ooh, also, I forgot something. So day four and five are Saturday and Sunday. Some places, they will allow you to show up to set up camp Friday night. And what we do here in my council is we have movie night. And it's just open to anybody. You know, there's going to be some snacks and movie night. If you can do that, take that opportunity again. Because again, it's a great time for everybody to have a shared experience. It's super low stress. You don't have to be in uniform or anything. And, you know, it's just fun. And we need that. And I didn't do it as a participant. And I wish I had. My patrol got caught up on other things and we didn't do movie night. So I would encourage you, if you can, to participate in that, if that's a thing. So we're now in a phase where we're acting more as a troop and less as individual patrols. I mean, you're still individual patrols, but now we're looking at the bigger picture. And so a lot of activities are building up into a troop view of things. And then we depart, you know, on Sunday. And I'll tell you what, camp sickness, wood badge sickness is a real thing. Monday morning, you got to get up and you got to go to work and you just don't want to. You want to go right back to camp. You couldn't wait to get home and get a shower and get some sleep. But now it's Monday morning and you want to go right back because it was so wonderful. It was so amazing. So now some questions on this that may be popping up in your head, like, okay, so if I was a scout, I don't need to go through this again, right? Because I already know how this all works. Well, you know what? I was a scout too. And I was a scout for a long time. And I had a chance when I was really young, you know, I was like 19, 20 years old, to go through Wood Badge. And I didn't do it for that reason. I said to myself, well, you know what? I was just a scout. I don't need this experience. And I think I was right. But now, coming back in my 40s and wondering where that time went, but that's another story, and my kids are getting involved, I wanted to come back and I wanted to start out with Wood Badge and get the training and get my brain up to date. And I am so glad that I did. And it has really helped me a lot and helped me remember the things that I'd forgotten over the years and refine some things. We don't always, I know this will shock you, but we don't always learn things the way they're supposed to be learned. Maybe we had some falsehoods taught to us, some fake news, we might say these days, put into our brains. And so we said, you know, in my troop, we used to do this. Well, in your troop, you used to do it wrong, right? Because in my troop, we did. In my troop, the scoutmaster used to smoke and swear and not always say the nicest things to us. And that wasn't right. It was a different time, you know, and so it was more acceptable. It may not be the right terminology, but I suppose it was. It was probably more acceptable at that time. And I don't think it was any more appropriate, but it was the way it was. And so that's just the way that went. And so now I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't want to set a negative influence for my scouts. And trying to continue that idea, though, that there were things that we did pretty darn good as a scout, when I was a scout. But there's always room for improvement, and I am the biggest place that I needed to improve, and I am the biggest thing I needed to improve. And so if you were a scout, if you've been a scout leader for 25 years and you haven't taken Wood Badge, you should still take it. You're going to get new ideas. You're going to have new introspective moments. You're going to make new connections, and you're going to see things that you say, hey, we're doing it right. That's awesome. You're going to see other things where you say, hey, I like the way we do it better. Or you're going to see things and say, hey, wow, we're really falling short and we need to step up our game. And if you can have those moments, that's what we really want. That's what we really want to look for. What do you need? You're going to need some uniforms, at least one. I would recommend if you have more, bring them. Different courses will work different ways. You're always going to need a uniform. Some you'll wear your uniform every day. Others, they'll change into t-shirts and whatnot and wear Class B's or whatever we're calling them these days. So check with your leadership for the course you're taking, but plan to have a couple uniforms. The second weekend, you're going to need a tent. The first weekend, you're going to need, just your normal sleeping gear, probably. You should not need cooking gear. That should be provided for you, like it normally happens in a troop. My troop doesn't, because we're small and brand new. But I want to get there one of these days, as we get fundraising and whatnot going. So typically a troop is going to provide a lot of that stuff for you, and Wood Badge will provide that for you. You're going to want to bring your notebook. You're going to want to bring, some writing utensils and such. You're going to want to bring your day pack. Have your day pack with your tent essentials and your notepad and, whatever else you think you're going to need. Okay. You're going to want to bring whatever medication you need. Do not rely on the medic to take care of whatever it is that you need or want. You're an adult. You got to take care of yourself. Now, the medic will be there to back you up, to help you. But don't leave your heart meds at home. Don't leave your CPAP at home. In fact, let them know if you need something like a CPAP, BiPAP kind of thing, or you've got a pacemaker built in or something. So let them know that and be ready to take care of yourself like you normally would on any other campout. Even if you haven't done it, ask. If you haven't camped before, ask. Be prepared for that, though. Be prepared for any kind of weather. Here in Colorado for the spring, we have gotten all four seasons in one day. We've had beautiful sunny days. We've had foggy afternoons or mornings. We've had snow all night long, all in the same day. So you just got to be ready for that. Leave your cell phone in your pocket. I understand you're the most important person in your family, and maybe you're the most important person at work too. I don't know. But take this opportunity to invest yourself, to totally insert yourself into the course and disconnect as much as possible from the rest of the world. And don't just bury your nose into your phone all day, every day. For one, you're shortchanging yourself. For another, you're shortchanging your patrol mates because you're not involved, and so you're not connecting with them and you're not participating the same way. So put your phone in your pocket and leave it there. Turn the ringer off. And stick together as a patrol. I see this all the time where we have like, where'd Joe go? I don't know. Joe wandered off. And Joe's not acting like he's part of the Eagle Patrol. He's an individual. Don't do that to yourself. Don't be Joe. Even if your name's Joe, don't be Joe. Be part of your patrol. You know, be Brian, who's part of the patrol. He's the bear's bear. I don't know. You know, whatever. But be that guy that's helping hold everybody together, and is 100% involved all the time. What else we got? Those are my big things. You're going to learn how the program is supposed to work, and you're going to get great ideas to take back home to your home unit. And you're probably also going to get great ideas to take back home to your home, to your family, and take back to work. I will tell you, I've seen people changed by this experience. And the things that get taught and the introspection that can happen, where they can really leave feeling rejuvenated and excited for scouting and excited for... sounds corny. I don't know a better way of saying it. They're excited for life. And it is a great time. And you will meet some amazing people. And you will have some awesome experiences and lessons learned and whatnot. And it is well worth your time to show up and to be present and participate as best you can. You're going to miss stuff, okay? There's a lot of information. Nobody comes out having learned 100% of the things that were given to them. But everybody's going to pick up a little bit here and something else over here from somebody else and whatnot. And so I would suggest, too, that you keep in touch with your patrol in particular. And maybe have some follow-ups. You know, like maybe 6 months down the road, plan to have dinner together and, you know, plan to have dinner and kind of decompress again. Like, where are you guys at on your ticket? What can I help you with? And, boy, you remember when we talked about this? And somebody will say, nope, I don't remember that. And so you can reshare the information then. But it is such a fantastic opportunity. And, the wrap up to this. So you get sent out after day five and it's not over. That was phase one of two phases of Wood Badge. That is the learning phase. And the next phase is the ticket phase. So now you have 18 months from the last day to complete your five goals, your ticket. And, hopefully your troop guide has worked with you to get that all set up. And now it's time to start doing it. And so you execute on your goals. You make them happen. You complete them. And once that happens, you let your troop guide know, hey, I completed number one. I completed number two on my ticket. And when you get all five of them done, and they don't have to be in order, they just have to be done. And when you get all five of them done, you say, hey, dude, I'm done. I finished it. And they will fill out a form. They will send a copy of that form and a copy of your ticket to the course director, the scoutmaster for the course. And that person will take care of whatever council. I've never done that job. So I've never done that aspect of that job. But they'll take care of the paperwork and they get filed with council and whatnot, whatever it is they do. And it is up to you to tell them when you want to have your beading ceremony. And that can be as big or as small as you want. I had mine at a council event. We stood around the flags and I got my beads. And my dad actually got to put my beads on me. That was pretty awesome. I went to a guy who had a party in his backyard and had a whole crawfish bake. And, that was awesome too. it was perfect for him. It was a lot of fun. I've seen it take 5 minutes on a campout, and that's fine. It is whatever you want it to be, and it can be as big or as small as you want. My only recommendation would be don't impede on the activities of scouts any more than you have to. So if you're going to do it at a troop court of honor, then let the scouts be the center of attention, and you can be kind of the tagline on there. You know, the guy with the crawfish boil, he wanted a little bit more of a shindig, as it were, and that's all it was. It was a standalone event, and good for him. He had a big party, and he actually made it very much about the people who showed up there, which was super cool. But it was just for that. It wasn't, it wasn't the closing campfire at summer camp, and you took 45 minutes of the scouts' time at the end of the week that they were tired anyway and they were bored. So that would be my general guidance there, is just be mindful of scouts' time. Adults are more forgiving on such things. And scouts are forgiving too, but they get bored easy. So we don't want to drag that out. Yeah, that's it, man. That's the big stuff is, you're doing your homework now, and show up with an open mind, a willingness to learn, and an eagerness to have a lot of fun. And I think you will be, you will see a lot of success from Wood Badge, and you will have a fantastic time, and hopefully make connections, make friends that will last you the rest of your life. And until the next time, see you on the trail.